Hello and welcome to Day One Digest, the podcast where we break down legal concepts into 5-minute episodes. Today, we're tackling an essential topic for trainees working in litigation, the differences between provisional assessment, summary assessment, and detailed assessment of costs. So strap in for the most exciting 5 minutes of your week. Understanding these three processes is crucial when dealing with cost recovery in civil cases. So let's jump straight in. Let's start with the basics. What is a cost assessment? Essentially, a cost assessment is a process by which the court determines how much of a party's legal costs can be recovered from their opponent. So we are dealing with three primary types: provisional assessment, summary assessment, detailed assessment. Each serves a different purpose and applies in different situations. So let's break them down. Summary assessment is the quickest and most straightforward method. It most often happens when the court will assess the costs after a hearing, usually for short or interim applications or fast-track trials. In a summary assessment, you should have filed and served your N260 statement of costs. The court will summarily assess this there and then, on the spot, with no detailed scrutiny, or at least not to the extent of the other processes. It tends to be a little bit less forensic, more streamlined, which is why it generally is reserved for smaller cost claims. Provisional assessment. Provisional assessment has been around for just over 10 years. It is essentially the middle point between summary assessment and detailed assessment. The concept itself is pretty simple. You prepare and submit a bill of costs after the conclusion of the case. You will have points of dispute. You will have replies. The court conducts a paper-based review without a hearing. It will tell you what the outcome is. You either agree it or you proceed to an oral hearing. Provisional assessment will only apply if the cost claim is £75,000 or less. But you can, in theory, take it out of the process, but that's for a different podcast. It is intended to be faster and smoother and more efficient. One thing you should be aware of in provisional assessment, the cost of navigating that process are capped at £1,500, plus VAT, plus court fee. Lastly, detailed assessment. This is the most thorough and time-intensive process, and thus usually the most expensive. So detailed assessment is used for complex or high-value cases where the cost in dispute exceeds £75,000 or where provisional assessment isn't suitable. The detailed assessment process is the same as the provisional assessment process insofar as you need a bill, you lodge it, you have points of dispute, you have replies. At that point, they take different routes. The detailed assessment will require usually pretty comprehensive bundles. You will then attend before a judge at a detailed assessment where the judge will probably examine the file. Both parties get to make submissions and then the judge will assess the constituent elements over several hours, if not days. As I say, it can be a long-winded, complex and expensive process. So let's quickly recap. Summary assessment. For short hearings or interim applications, it's quick, it's informal, you need an N260 statement of costs. Provisional assessment. It's for cases worth £75,000 or less. It's meant to be streamlined. It's paper-based. Detailed assessment. Over £75,000 or high value or contentious or complicated cost disputes. It's comprehensive. You will go before a judge and it is expensive. Each method balances efficiency and fairness depending on the case's complexity and the amount in dispute. So as a trainee, your role in these assessments is pretty important. You may never prepare a cost schedule, draft a bill, or assist with disputes or replies, but you must bear in mind that anything you do is subject to some form of assessment, and a clear understanding of these processes can make all the difference when it comes to your cost recovery and cash flow. So that's all for today's episode of Day One Digest. I hope this breakdown helps you feel more confident when navigating cost assessments in your practice. If you found this helpful, don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with your fellow trainees, and tune in next time for another bite-sized dive into English cost law. Until then, keep learning and remember, every expert was once a beginner. Thanks for listening.